Oh, cursed sin of all cursedness! Oh, traitor's homicide! Oh, wickedness! Oh, gluttony, luxury, and hazardry! Thou blasphemer of Christ with villainy, and oaths great of usage and of pride! Alas, mankind, how may it betide that to thy Creator, which that thee wrought, and with his precious heart's blood thee bought, thou art so false and so unkind, alas! Now, good men, God forgive you your trespass, and wear you from the sin of avarice. My holy pardon may you all werisse, so that you offer nobles or sterlings, or else silver brooches, spoons, rings, boweth your head under this holy bull. Come up, you wives, offer of your wool. Your names I enter here in my roll anon. Into the bliss of heaven shall you gone. I you assoil by mine high power, you that will offer as clean and eke as clear as you were born. And lo, sirs, thus I preach, and Jesus Christ, that is our soul's leech, so grant you his pardon to receive, for that is best. I will you not deceive. But, sirs, one word forgot I in my tale. I have relics and pardon in my mail, as fair as any man in England, which were me given by the Pope's hand. If any of you will of devotion offer and have mine absolution, come forth anon, and kneeleth here adown, and meekly receiveth my pardon. Or else taketh pardon as you wend, all new and fresh at every mile's end, so that you offer always new and new nobles or pence, which that be good and true. It is an honour to ever each that is here, that you may have a sufficient pardoner, to assoil you in country as you ride, for aventuras which that may betide. Peraventure there may fall one or two down off his horse, and break his neck in two. Look which a surety it is to you all, that I am in your fellowship befall, that may assoil you both more and less, when that the soul shall from the body pass. I read that our host here shall begin, for he is most enveloped in sin. Come forth, sir host, and offer first anon, and thou shalt kiss the relics every one. Yea, for a groat, unbuckle anon thy purse.
Nay, nay, quod he, then have I Christ's curse. Let be, quod he, it shall not be so, Theech. Thou wouldst make me kiss thine old breech, and swear it were a relic of a saint, though it were with thy fundament depaint. But by that cross which that St. Helen found, I wish I had thy collions in my hand, instead of relics or of sanctuary. Let cut them off, or will thee help them carry. They shall be shrined in a hog's turd.
This pardoner answered not a word. So wroth he was, no word nor would he say.
Now, quod our host, I will no longer play with thee, nor with no other angry man.
But right anon the worthy knight began, when that he saw all the people laugh.
No more of this, for it is right enough. Sir pardoner, be glad and merry of cheer. And you, sir host, that be to me so dear, I pray you that you kiss the pardoner. And, pardoner, I pray thee, draw thee near. And as we did, let us laugh and play.
Anon they kissed, and riding forth their way.